This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and Phase 4 of the Massachusetts reopening starts today. Boston moves forward with the rest of Phase 3, Step 2. That means indoor and outdoor stadiums can begin to reopen at 12% once they submit a capacity plan to the Department of Public Health. Exhibition and convention halls can also begin operating, and indoor theaters and performance venues can open. But will they? With Massachusetts COVID-19 cases plateauing, we're at an average rate of about 1,500 per day. Epidemiologists are warning that the threat of another surge remains, and data from arts polling suggests that it could be some time before the arts industry returns to what we might call a more recognizable version of normal. Joining us today to talk about that is Catherine Peterson, the Executive Director of Arts Boston, a 175-member arts organization that supports and advocates for the arts and culture sector in Greater Boston. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. It's good to be with you.
So let me just check in with you first. You're an advocate for the arts. What does it mean to be able to reopen theaters and performance venues for the arts and culture sector as a whole?
I think what it means to not only me, but to my colleagues who run theater, music, dance, performing arts organization, it means being able to open up at a time when audiences are ready to come, when they've been vaccinated, when we've had time to ramp up, to rehire staff, book artists, rehearse, put PPE protocols in place, actually sell tickets, and also to make sure that the situation is in place where our distinctive business model, where we need to have audiences at bigger than 50% in order to operate, are allowable. So it's going to be a while. I don't think you're going to see a lot of concert halls and theaters opening up their doors today or in the next few weeks.
So to that point, and there's a lot there, what I think I essentially hear you saying is we are excited to reopen, but that's a lift, both in terms of putting things back together and getting our audiences ready. One of our producers spoke with Temple Gill, who is the director of public affairs, one of your member organizations, the Huntington Theater Company. And even though Huntington, like the others, can begin to, Temple Gill was saying something similar to what we just heard from you. They're not planning to have any in-person shows until Labor Day. Here's what Temple had to say about reopening.
We know that just because we're allowed to reopen now doesn't necessarily mean that audiences are going to be ready to come back. A majority of our audiences have told us that they're eager to return to performances, thank goodness, which is great news, but getting vaccinated and getting to herd immunity is a priority.
So Catherine, you know, I felt that thank goodness that we just heard from Temple there, but also, you know, herd immunity is not something theaters can control themselves. So what are the controllables for performance organizations, and what is at the mercy of how the larger public health situation unfolds?
Well, you know, there actually are some really good things, some really great indicators that really build upon the excitement that Temple was expressing. And that is, we know from the research that we at Arts Boston have been doing with arts organizations like the Huntington, is that Boston arts audiences want to get vaccinated. 96% of them will or probably will get vaccinated, and they also want to get vaccinated right away. But we know that's going to take time for folks just opened up to people 60 and above today. So that's number one. They're also going to want to make sure that protocols are in place. They're going to want to make sure that arts organizations are providing safe places where mass enforcement will happen, where other protocols around social distancing and also ventilation. That's the good news, is that our arts colleagues are being incredibly thoughtful about their venues and making sure that things are in place before we open the doors.
So I'm hearing, you know, measured, thoughtful, one step at a time. I'm also mindful of the losses for the arts community. According to a report from the Massachusetts Cultural Council Last week, the arts and culture sector here in the Commonwealth lost $588 million during the pandemic, and $423 million of that came from the greater Boston area. So at the same time, there's this massive financial loss, massive financial pressure. How do arts institutions sit in that dichotomy, right? Carry that dichotomy. And when does the financial healing start, do you think?
It's been devastating. It's really been a financial freefall for the last year. Boston arts organizations rely so much on earned income, and that's ticket sales, concessions. We've had a year without that. And we know that we can't really reopen until we can do so. And it makes sense in terms of being able to pay our expenses and cover them. So the way what's really needed right now, in addition to relying on amazing audiences who have been so supportive, but it's going to take more than that. Given the impact that the arts have in Greater Boston in terms of both being an economic driver, yet also the arts are going to be critical to helping to heal, helping to bring people together as a community. So we're really relying on the state to understand the commitment that is needed from them with the federal stimulus money that will be coming, and making sure that that's part of bringing back the arts community so we can be part of the healing, we can be part of the economic recovery.
And in your gut, given that public health officials are pushing back hard on the Commonwealth and other states right now that are moving forward with reopening, given everything else you've just said, in your gut, when is the right time for performance venues, theaters, to open their doors and actively be performing?
I think it is when enough folks have been vaccinated, and that certainly is not yet. It is when folks have their protocols in place, and it is when it makes economic sense. A great example of an institution that's doing a very thoughtful job of this is the Boston Symphony Orchestra, which announced a partial reopening of Tanglewood this summer. They aren't doing it. They're doing it at a loss, but for a very specific reason, and they can do that. They're able to do it, but they have 4 months to ramp up and get everything in place. It's all outside. And that's 4 months where audiences will be getting vaccinated. So that's a perfect example for an outdoor venue. And I think that, and again, it's based on what happens, we'll probably be looking at the fall for the majority of other arts organizations indoors to be opening up.
All right. Executive Director of Arts Boston, Catherine Peterson. Catherine, appreciate you joining Radio Boston today.
My pleasure. Thank you.